Let me just go first to the boots on the ground option, mm-hmm. the guarantees, the most important thing. And it's, there's a lot of circular discussion going on here. And, you know, people saying the Russians have no say on what NATO does or Western powers do. The point is they do, because they have to agree to a ceasefire or a peace, in which case those forces could, in theory, come into play. So the Russians have repeatedly said that's not going to happen. And unless they change their minds, it's not going to happen. So now let's go on with that one a bit. So it's circular. The Russians want like a UN Security Council thing, and Ukraine wants boots on the ground, some kind of a guarantee. The prime minister, of course, saying mm-hmm. that's a possibility. Now, the Italians have floated an interesting idea, which has not got much press, but Meloni at the White House on Monday brought it up on the table. And that's essentially an idea that Ukraine might get Article 5 type by certain countries of the Western Alliance, not part of NATO, but independently, bilaterally. But the key thing is no boots on the ground. So the Italians are saying, put in the guarantees. You're going to have forces not in Ukraine that are positioned to go in case there's a breakdown in the ceasefire or the settlement. But you actually use a Norway option. Norway's a member of NATO, but has no NATO troops on the ground, never has. It's part of Norway's law. They allow for training. They allow for prepositioning. It's a way of not antagonizing the Russians and the Soviets back in the Cold War days.